Hello, everybody. My name's Owen.
And my name's Caroline.
Welcome back to the JOL Wedding Podcast. It's been a while since we've done one of these.
Yes, it has. We've had a silly busy year, which I'm not complaining because it's been amazing, capturing so many, many amazing weddings.
Yeah, it's probably been my busiest year so far within the wedding industry. It's been absolutely amazing. And to be fair, we've been very, very lucky with the weather.
We have. This year actually hasn't been too bad. We haven't had a stupidly hot year, which then we just melt.
Yeah.
And we haven't had, last year was really raining.
You know why that is though?
Loads of people are burying sausages.
No clue why. I don't think it's got any link with the weather whatsoever. It's a brand new superstition coming in. I think it's come off TikTok or something like that.
This is it. And I think this lends us into exactly what we're talking about today.
Yeah, we are going to be talking about social media and how social media over the past couple of years has been rising forward with the rise of content creators, Pinterest boards, reels, things like that.
Silly things like burying sausages.
But it's worse. Come out of there. We're just going to be deep diving into how they've kind of how they affect weddings, social media. There's so many times and things you say, oh, I've heard this off social media, I've seen this on social media, I've seen this on TikTok, that on Instagram. I just think
I want to say about the good, bad, and the ugly, to be honest, of social media.
Yeah, social media obviously has got so many different sides to it. And I just thought we'd kind of just have a quick, it's just going to be a quick episode, just a deep dive into how you can use social media as well to enhance your planning experience.
And on the day and after.
So kind of where we'll begin, I think, in terms of the planning process, I think the first thing people end up doing is getting straight onto Instagram, looking at suppliers and things like that. But
can we go old school and add Facebook into that a little
and,
bit?
And Facebook.
Still a little bit old school,
maybe. If you really want to bring that one up as well. People are making Pinterest boards of how they
want Pinterest has always been big.
Yeah, how they want their wedding to look, looking at bridesmaids' dresses, colours. Loads of inspiration and things like that. And then finding their dream suppliers, then bringing that creation then to life.
I think Instagram's fantastic to get an overall look of what you want your wedding to be.
Yeah.
To, like you say, colours, to themes, to dresses, even finding things like locations and photo opportunities and everything you can think of that you can literally find on TikTok and Instagram.
So you're gonna say Tinder then?
But yeah, just trying to find something that fits you and what you want for your wedding.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Instagram is a wonderful thing in terms of it's like every Instagram page for each business is like a little mini website.
It is.
Yes, it doesn't show like prices and things like that, but you get an overall feel of
their style,
their work, how they can work as well. From a business point of view, I think showing behind the scenes things and things like that have definitely crept up this year. I've been doing a few behind the scenes things. You're awful with it.
I am. But it's just because we're so full on the day.
Yeah.
That if I'm not shooting, I'm holding a light for James and fluffing dresses, sorting out other things. It's so full on where obviously videography, you've got that little bit more of moment where you can get a little bit more
behind the
scenes.
Yeah, in terms of that, I've had some inspiration off other videographers, or one in particular who has got a kind of a rig on the camera, which then I've got my little screen on top with my phone recording, and you can see behind the scenes and stuff like that. So that's on my Instagram if you want to kind of have a look at something like that. But in terms of going back to how you can use it to plan your wedding, it is just so amazing for ideas.
Completely.
And getting in contact with people. You can organise meetings with people.
I think when you're looking at, obviously, Instagram, say you find your venue, you'll find, obviously, photos from that venue. You'll then look to the suppliers that regularly work at that venue. So, like for us, Hawks and Hall is brilliant because we're there a lot, which we absolutely love.
It's fantastic. We get invited to their open days, which is lovely. But then obviously because we've been there so many times, we get to post photos,
yeah, and then
tagging them.
Yeah, the and then obviously people well. Will find us through that.
Yeah, so we do probably, I want to say around about a good 60 to 65% of what we get is through Instagram, I would definitely say from my point of view anyway, in terms of video. Because I am finding, social media has more started to tend towards
video
than photos, especially. So
I just want to lean on to that, actually. Years ago, obviously, we've been in the industry 14 years, and years ago, I would say, we'd probably have videographer 5 or 6 weddings a year, and now most weddings we have videographer. Luckily, obviously, we've got you,
yes.
But we work with a lot of other videographers as well.
Yeah.
So video has definitely, so things like TikTok and Instagram has definitely pushed videography more and more and more, and more people now going, actually, that's something I'm definitely going to have at my
and
wedding.
And then I think that because of that, that has now lent, that has now leaded to content creators becoming so big. Obviously, we spoke to Ollie from the Wedding Content Creators. Obviously, him and his partner Lydia just got married not so long ago.
Yeah,
actually.
Congratulations, guys.
So they got married, and obviously they're both wedding content creators together. I think they brought on someone else to be a part of their team. So that's really good to see. Obviously, that them guys doing well. But that's I think this is what's led to that. You do see a lot of content creators who have got married, and then they wish they had all these photos and videos from their weddings that the guests just don't capture. So and it's like a thing to wait. Whilst you're waiting for your photographer, your photographer to deliver their photos and your videographer to deliver their videos. The fact that they give us something 24 hours after the wedding, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
I think, again, it's that loads of people want unplugged weddings now. So they want to see their guests.
Mm-hmm.
They want their guests to be in that moment, to see them get married. They want to enjoy themselves, not worry about taking a picture of their meal or taking other pictures of other things like, I don't know, the guest book or anything you can think of. They want them to enjoy their day.
Yeah.
So having a content creator is that new thing now that they can get the behind the scenes, the natural stuff that a photographer and a videographer I wouldn't say miss, but I would say
At times there'll be things that we miss because we're mainly, say, focusing on the couple, say during a couple shoot, but then the content creators kind of catch them behind the scenes. But it's also fantastic for us because then they're there, they can actually get us into the shots and they're giving us content, which is absolutely amazing. So with the whole kind of content creation thing kicking off, we've actually stepped onto that platform. So my partner Holly has actually come on board with us and is now delivering content creation alongside us.
Yeah, she's doing absolutely amazing.
She's doing really well. She's probably hit around 15 weddings this year already, which
is
fantastic.
First year, absolutely
for
brilliant.
First year, so.
Like we were saying, I think content creation is only going to get bigger.
It's only going to get bigger.
Because of the likes
better.
Of TikToks, because of the likes of Instagram, it does give you that those photos literally the next day that you can go, well, hey, we're married. You know, you don't have to worry about all your guests getting photos and then send them to you and things like that. You've got those ones instantly in your inbox the next day.
It's fantastic. Obviously, I understand some, you see, for as business owners for video and photo, we're in multiple kind of Facebook groups and things like that. And obviously you do see other people's opinions that aren't so fond of content creators.
Yeah.
From a business point of view, from a photographer, when they're trying to do their job, there's always going to be a bit of backlash somewhere with anything new that comes in.
Completely.
But I'm trying to think.
I think it's trying to work as a team. You know, we've worked with other content creators, not just Holly. We've worked with other content creators who are absolutely amazing. We're there all to do a job, and I think that's sort of what we're like anyway. We're very relaxed, very low key.
That's how we like to roll.
But with some photographers and videographers are, they think it's a way of replacing them, but it's completely not. It's completely different.
The quality is completely different. Yes, I know for iPhones, they're starting to become very, very scary in terms of the quality that they can deliver with
iPhone
their photos.
The new iPhone
16 looks stupid in terms of the quality it can have. But I think this is where, as photographers and videographers, you just really need to leave your ego at the door.
Yeah.
Go in. Do the job that you want to do. Get along with the whole team, whether you've got content creators, whether you've got videographers as well. I think that goes across to everyone. I'm not singling out photographers here.
No,
everyone just needs to leave the ego at the door. You're there to do the job for the couple.
Yeah,
just get on, do it, and enjoy doing it, because that's just why we love.
And we all help each other out. And I think that's the big thing.
Yeah.
We were talking about Instagram and TikTok and things like Pinterest. Like we were saying, it's absolutely great for inspiration. It's great to find suppliers. It's great to look at the new trends. Like, we have seen so many trends in photography and videography. Some, I would say, they're definitely not our style.
Yeah, from your,
but as a personal point of view and a professional point of view, I would say think about the trends that are fantastic now, but will they stand the test of time in 10, 15 years' time?
Yeah.
When you start thinking about trends, just think, if someone was wearing a green wedding dress as a trend, would you want all your photos to be in a green wedding dress?
Probably. Yeah.
So it's, again, little things like that.
Yeah, Instagram and Pinterest are amazing, because when you're looking at other wedding photos and wedding videos, you can really capture the essence of it and picture yourself, whether it's in that dress, having your hair done like that, in that suit for the boys, or girls at times. We've seen best women and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. You know, just being able to see yourself in that is what's going to make you want it more. So if you kind of gather what I'm saying with that, you're being able to visualize your wedding coming to
life through
social media and looking at all these different things.
And knowing what's going to work with what.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
So yeah, knowing this colour is going to work with that colour. But again, you know, every couple does this, hopefully, only once.
Fingers crossed.
You know.
Touch wood.
So knowing these colours suit each other, these colours suit this time of year, I'd like this type of photos, I like this type of video.
You're looking, you know, well, we're in autumn time now, so I've seen the last wedding I did, they had lovely orange colours, but then you go to more the summer, sometimes you see that light blue,
pastels
colours, things like that, and then
winter red, greens,
winter red and
chocolate
greens,
colours, I love all those.
Springtime, you're seeing a lot of yellow, I've seen quite a bit of yellow and things like that, those kind of Easter colors as well, which is always really, really nice. So it's great to be able to help envision that when it comes down to planning.
But we want to say this big but. We want to say, whatever you see on Instagram, on TikTok, you have to think sometimes that's not reality. Okay, when you see these big lavish weddings, you can't have a big lavish wedding on a shoestring.
No.
You don't want to go and get into massive thousands of pounds worth of debt because you want an Instagram wedding.
Yeah, I brought this up to quite a few people, whether it's other photographers or even couples I've spoke to. I want you to make sure that you can, afford what you're getting.
Yeah.
But also, I just want you to enjoy your day. Don't worry about how things are going to look, whether you want a big flower arch here or a big balloon arch, whatever it is.
Yeah, we have to have this because
you don't have to go all out with things like that. The main reason you're getting married is because you love each other, you want to spend the rest of your life with each other, and you want to have all your family and your friends, the people who mean most to you, there to help celebrate that
event. Going back onto you look through Instagram, you go through people's reels, you go through people's boards. It's really hard then to separate what you want your wedding to look like to what it should look like, yeah. what you think it should yeah. look like. Going on to about things like content creators.
Going into that just before you get into it, you do look through these reels and these videos, and one thing I just don't really like is the comments. The comment sections in there. It's quite hard to actually read some of them are on there. We've seen some other content creators that we've seen and we know of have posted these amazing videos of these brides, like all the transitions and things like that when they jump on the spot and then boom, they've changed and things like that. Some of the comments are quite nasty.
I think this is the downside to Instagram, to TikTok. You think the pressure put on a bride nowadays is massive. It is absolutely huge. Like you say, you feel you should have this absolutely perfect day, and it will be a perfect day, regardless of your budget, regardless of what you choose to do. Does not mean what's perfect for you is perfect for someone else. When you see people that look a certain way, you have got these slim, slender brides that look absolutely immaculate. Now, as a woman, the pressure on me to look absolutely perfect, my hair's going to be beautiful, my makeup, I've got to look absolutely perfect. It does not matter what size you are. Okay, it doesn't matter what you look like. The person you're marrying loves you for you.
Yep.
They don't go, oh my God, she's got three chins. Oh my God, she's got a spot on the end of her nose. Whatever. They are marrying you. They're marrying and want to spend the rest of their life with you. They know what you look like.
Yeah, they don't see your flaws for anything. They don't see your flaws in terms of the way
they make those bits make who you are. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to social media, like we were saying about, we've seen some absolutely disgusting comments, degrading. Now, I, as a person, as a woman, as a mum, I don't understand what makes people do this. Now, if you've got a bride that is a larger bride, a plus size bride, and the photographer, videographer, or content creator has put content out there, what gives people the right to comment and say these horrible, hurtful things about the one day a woman feels the most beautiful woman ever. She's got this amazing dress on, her hair's perfect, her makeup's perfect. She's the most, at that day in her life, she is so much in love. She's the happiest day of a person's life. What gives another person right to tear that person down? By the way, make comments about the way they look.
Yeah.
About the way they're dressed. The dress doesn't suit them. Whatever. What gives a person the right to do that? And I think as a society now, it's become more and more and more acceptable to do that.
Yeah.
No one, I don't see, is calling people out on this.
Not to the extent that we would like, I would say.
No.
Don't get me wrong, looking through these comments, there are, don't worry about this, there are hundreds more lovely, amazing comments than there are. There's probably a good 50 to 100 comments to one idiot out there saying all this horrible stuff. And it's really nice to see when on these horrible comments where people are biting back at them and
standing up and saying, standing I'm up sorry, and calling, that, 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 and calling them out.
Because it's just wrong. It's hurtful. I just don't get it. And it, it's, it's not nice for us as well when we're the people who are kind of capturing this, photographing it, videoing or whatever, recording it, using, you know, content creators capturing things, and people want these things to be able to post on their own social media, post on their own TikTok without all these small-minded people giving them this hate. It's like, we want to be able to show this. We don't want to.
I think this is the thing. Okay, so we're saying about how amazing Instagram is and TikTok and everything like that is from planning. So, but what's happening now? There's a spiral effect going on. So basically, if a content creators or someone posts a picture, a photo of a wedding. People and then start, say we're saying a plus size bride.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, a plus size bride, a beautiful photo of this plus size bride who's looking absolutely amazing. You get these hurtful comments. Okay. So what we then try and do as a professional and as a person, I want to protect my clients.
Yeah.
I don't want to put things on social media to receive those hate, those horrible comments that I know is going to distraught my bride or my groom. They're going to be mortified to read these comments.
Yeah, so you're having to censor everything. You're seeing all these comments. You have to go through and delete all these comments. And then sometimes, if you get a clip that we've seen quite a few times go viral, That's just going to get more and more and more, and it's come to the point where people are turning off comments, on their own videos, which because they're getting
to protect the clients,
to protect the clients, whether it's the client posting it, they're trying to protect themselves. Like you say, just then we're protecting our clients because we don't want our clients to see that and feel that, because it's their wedding day. It's meant to be the most happiest day of their life. You know, you want to be able to share all these memories. It's about creating memories, and that's what this is.
Social media is also about you connecting
to your friends,
to your friends, to your family, to your wider community. That people go, well, hey, got married, look, amazing day. Yeah. And then people will see on the back of that and then put hurtful comments. But the spiral effect's going to happen is I want to protect my clients, so I'm not then going to think, well, can I post them? And of course, you know, before anyone puts any comments on this, we always, every single couple will say, can I post on social media?
It's not an opt-out,
it's an opt-in.
Yeah.
So if they do not want to put anything on social media,
we won't.
We will not. Definitely,
I'm 100%. Waiting for that one comment, why didn't you just not post it? Well, we post it if... we love the work that we've been able to do. We want to share it with other people because we think it's amazing and because the couple love it. That's the whole reason why we post it. So, the people go, don't post it then. This is our opinion on this matter.
We will always ask our clients, can we post something? And they can say yes or no. And if they say no, that's fine. If they go, hell yeah, post it. Perfect. I will share that. And again, we're showing our work. We're putting our business out there.
Yeah, because we're collaborating with the bride and groom, so we love that feature on Instagram where all their family and friends can see it. We're tagging all the rest of their suppliers, so then they've got content, so that's being shared with them. They can share it, and that's more eyeballs coming on to the posts
and our work and
the work that we're doing. The posts itself.
But then what's happening now is if we have to censor what we put out there for the fear of backlash from horrible, nasty, I wouldn't even call them people, writing comments on, businesses are going to turn around and go, I can't post those photos of anything that we think could get negative comments.
People so are just we going will to, yeah,
post what get scared air of it. Quote Insta weddings, the things that are acceptable for people that are model-esque, they're gorgeous figure, they are beautiful, they've got that look that people want.
Yeah.
So what's happening now is businesses are not showing real bride and grooms. They are showing Insta couples. At so times, again, yeah. Like I follow a lot of house and home Instagram pages. And what you see is a beautiful room, the kitchen, immaculate. And they've got the candle going and everything looking immaculate and beautiful. And you go, oh my God, I want
wine
that.
On the side and
behind,
like
you do not see the carnage behind because they've just shoved all the crap behind them and they're not showing that. So you don't see the Insta reality. You're just seeing the Insta beautiful.
You're seeing that one moment that was captured.
Yeah.
At that
so
point.
What's happening now in the wedding industry, all people are going to be showing are Insta-worthy couples and weddings. And that's not the reality.
Yeah.
We want to show everyone. We want to show a bride getting married to a bride, a groom getting married to a groom. We want to get people that of every size, every colour, every religion, everything. We want to show people being people.
Yeah, it's the whole point of weddings in general. It is about the people.
Not if you're just Instagram worthy.
Yeah, don't get wrong. These Instagram worthy weddings, well, if you want to say they're Instagram worthy weddings, whatever you want to say, I really don't care. They're lovely. They're lovely. They look amazing, whatever, but the whole reason that our clients choose us is we really get on with our clients. We really get on with the people that they are. We compliment each other in terms of when we're photographing or when we're filming them. They're enjoying the time we're spending together, and it's just going to only enhance their wedding day.
Yeah, we always say that we want to capture you being you.
Exactly.
We don't spend hours having photos and getting every single pose right and everything like that. We always say we'll tend to put you somewhere pretty and let you be you.
Yeah. We'll do all the work, don't worry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But when you've got those Instagram weddings that the bride is beautifully posed, and the groom looks absolutely gorgeous in his tux and he's beautifully posed. They look. That's not reality. That I want to see photos where they're laughing and enjoying that moment and being together. And I don't want to have that. Don't get me wrong, you know, there's going to be couples out there. That's definitely what they want.
Yeah, if that's what you want,
you do you.
It, that's
you
fine.
Honestly do
we're
you.
Not, we're not judging you if that's what you want. That's not a problem. All the main thing we want for people is to be, when they're looking on social media, is to be able to see themselves in that person's shoes, having that amazing day. That's what when people lucky enough, I'm happy to say that people do see. People see themselves when in my films, which is really, really
yeah.
nice to see. It's
they
a real,
say that to
it's,
us.
It's a big compliment. But that's what we want. We want them to be able to see themselves in that person's shoes, in that environment. Whether it's because they've got a similar personality, which you can see come through. Whether it's they're similar to the way they look or whatever. That's what we want. So don't worry, social media's got some amazing advantages,
yes.
but at times it does have its disadvantages.
So I think what's going to happen now is everything's going to get pigeonholed, that when you've got suppliers that aren't going to show real weddings because they fear for the backlash of these horrible trolls. So I think the main thing I want to get across is about how. Yes, social media is absolutely amazing. Mm. Okay. But what we need to say is about, we need to stamp out the negative side of that. Okay. We want to say, stop judging other people's weddings. Yes, we see the beautiful weddings. And like you say, you want to envision that. That's how I want my day. I want to feel like that. I want to maybe look like that. Okay. But stop. When you see other people's wedding photos, which is the most amazing day of their life, stop judging that couple. Stop judging what you see. And most of all, stop putting horrible words. Those words become a record, a permanent record for that couple to see. So if you ever think, you know, if you've got one, if you can envision a photo of yourself that you are feeling absolutely amazing. You think, oh my God, this is it. I'm so happy. I look amazing. I love that photo of me because it's just, it's perfect. And then someone swiping at that and saying horrible words, those words become imprinted in that person. So at that point, when that person feels absolutely amazing, they love that photo. And the more and more people that judge that photo and leave those horrible comments, then that photo or that video becomes worthless to that couple then, because all they then know is and remember is those hate comments.
Don't get me wrong. There's going to be some amazing comments, I think, and obviously we are speaking to a major minority of people.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I doubt anyone who is doing any of these comments is going to listen to this, but I think we just need to
call it out. I think as photographers and videographers, we capture those moments, those amazing.
It is.
And I think it's just society as a whole. We just need to stand together. Like Owen said, for every 100 amazing comments, you will get that one negative. And you know that one negative will stick. Those 100 comments will fly over. And when you go back, please go and listen to our podcast with Vicky about embracing women. That's what we need to do. We need to embrace every different wedding, every type of person. What's good for you is not going to be good for someone else. Just
exactly.
Don't judge people by that. But what's going to happen if people are still going to be doing that? What's going to happen is all you're going to see is that Insta reality, and you won't see that Insta reality. All you're going to see is things that's curated purely for Instagram, and that's not your day. Yeah. You want your day to be all about you and your partner and your family celebrating.
Yeah, I think that the baseline of this episode is basically just, we want you to enjoy your day with your family, with your friends, not worrying totally about how it looks. Don't get me wrong, you want the perfect dress, you want the perfect flowers, perfect suit, whatever. But just think about the people you're spending it with rather than the possessions and the things you've got for the day.
Yeah.
That's all.
And the trends that will come and go. But all our brides for next year, please bury a sausage though. Because it really has worked. But we've got so much more coming on our podcast, and I feel like we don't want to start this on a bit of a negative, or because we're never like that. And like we say, social media is amazing for every couple when they're planning, and you have an idea and give you ideas of different ones. And like we say, hundreds of comments and thousands of comments are beautiful, and they celebrate that couple and reading. Obviously we've got loads on our For You page, and you start reading the comments and they're just beautiful. Oh, congratulations, you look amazing. And you don't even know them, and you go, oh my God, you look beautiful. Oh my God, I love that dress. Oh, those colors work beautiful. And that really bigs people up. What we need to do is stop knocking down other people.
But I think we'll leave it there as Henry's coming up to give us a kutch. So if you did kind of agree with anything of what we said or disagree with anything we said, by all means, give us a like,
pop us a comment,
whether it's you're watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you found us. But thank you for listening. Goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. That sounds really old fashioned.
See you in the next one.
See you soon.